All right, so this video, man, I didn't even plan on making a video today, but this video, I wanted to talk about I want to talk about what my perception of like these there's like certain MGTOW red pill scam artists, right? Because like especially the ones like who are like always trying to sell advice and stuff like that. Like my thing, like see, my thing is this, man, like. I never ever started doing this for money because I've been doing this for a while now. But I think I read somebody's comment. They said they can only see like 6 of my videos or something like that. I don't know what goes on with YouTube. And I really don't know how to work YouTube. So I have no idea what that's about. I hope maybe they fixed it. But like I said, the reason I wanted to start making videos was to talk to people who were either coming up in the dating world and, you know, and they just didn't know, like most guys, we just have no clue, or guys who are like, you know, older and they may have woke up later. I mean, it happens. Like I said, I didn't wake up till I was 31 and I was living with my ex-wife and I literally like woke up at the dinner table with her and a topic. I was saying like how a woman isn't worth it anymore after 30, like I was saying like a woman at 32 is not going to get what she was getting at 22. And I was like waking up at the table, but I didn't know like that was offensive at the time. I was just like saying shit like that. So I woke up at around like 33, I'm 31. I'm 33 now. But there's this one particular YouTuber, man. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not, because I'm just not that type of dude that you know does petty drama shit. But I'm looking at his YouTube on my phone right now, and this dude he says a lot of good. He says some good shit, but it's like the dude he keeps like going in circles with everything he says. Like, yeah, after they hit 30, man, they're just used up and blah blah. I mean, but I can't be mad at it because the dude has he consistently has like 30,000 views on his. He's consistently, you know, in 30,000 views on his video. So I mean, in that regard, I'm happy that he's at least, you know, getting views and possibly, you know, getting more recognition. I mean, personally, I think it's for all the wrong reasons and all because he's not actually like teaching. There's a lot of MGTOW / red pill. Okay, I think MGTOW / red pill ends up like this. It ends up kind of like how like religions end up. There's a few guys who are genuinely like, you know, genuinely that thing, right? You know, and it's not an extreme situation or anything like that, but they're genuinely that thing. They teach others, they learn from their mistakes and they move on with life and they continue to grow and they, you know, continue to grow in a religion and life and, you know, and they grow and they grow. And there's other people in religions, they get in there like, and a lot of times, the only reason they got in there was because, let's say, like, they lost their house, so they joined a religion. You see what I'm saying? Like, they monkey branch. Just like how they say women monkey branch, like, these guys monkey branched into it. Like, oh, my wife left me. Now I'm red pill, and I hate fucking women all day long. You know, and I just sit around and just pretty much just go on and on and on about how I hate women without actually, like, teaching guys, like, you know, the steps of women's logic. You know, why she's doing this and that, you know, or their actual experiences with a specific woman and what happened, or maybe if they're with a woman now, like how I'm like, actually, I had a girl last night text me wanting to come over because she said that last when I was over there, you were awesome, blah, blah, blah. Like they're like, see, like these guys that I don't like, which they are out there, and they just kind of just sit up and just constantly just poke fun at women like. They're not actually growing in any kind of way or trying to help others truly grow. Like, okay, like for instance, like this guy, he sells dating advice, right? I mean, like, that's cool, but like, okay, in all his videos, like literally all his videos are just talking about, yeah, they're old, when they get old, they're useless, to go get you a young, hot woman, because when they're old, they're useless. So here's my dating advice. You see what I'm saying? Like he's not actually teaching the people he's not actually teaching anybody women's actual natures. You see what I'm saying? Why women? And that's why I like Donovan Sharp. The guy, now I will say, because I'm saying something positive about Donovan Sharp. So I'll say his name. That's why I like Donovan Sharp, because Donovan Sharp, even though he does kind of like pick, he does kind of just sit up and just pick on women the whole, pick on different articles the whole time. But he does go into women's logic and what they're thinking should work, and it never works. So like, that is true enlightenment. But to sit up like this other guy and just go, yeah, women, they once they hit over 27, 28, they're fucking useless, blah, 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 blah. Here's dating advice. Like, so essentially he just kind of just like guys like that, they're just kind of just saying, yeah, women are trash. Here's a script to get more women. They're not actually teaching you like the true enlightening part in it. And guys are spending money on it. I'm assuming guys are spending money on it. The guys can get like 30,000 views. He's got a decent sized following. But my thing was never to do is, it was never to do is for money. If I were to ever get like, you know, that big to where I can hold like a legit live stream and have like watchers tune into it, I I'm being 1,000% honest, and I hope, and wherever you at, save this video for later. That way you can say, yeah, he was always on that. If I ever get that big, the donations I get will be donated to an orphanage, or would be donated into, it's not my orphanage, but an orphanage I'm like kind of a part of right now. I would not do this to get money to go end up at a Mercedes-Benz dealership. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just think that's really shitty, man. Like, because the purpose of why I'm doing it, I think it would be really shitty. Like, let's say if I were to get big and to get donations, let's say even if I was of the mind, because right now I wouldn't even set up donations. Like, I don't ask for shit. But that's just me. Like, because like I said, the core reason why I'm doing this is to help people who didn't know. Because when I was 19, man, I didn't know. So like, I'm here to tell you my stories and my experiences, and looking back on what I should have done and could have done, or if I would even talk to that same girl now type of shit. These stories are for the younger guys, man, or guys who just, you know, who want to hear it from another guy or whatever. This is not to just flat out destroy women. Like my thing is to help understand just the realities of women, the realities of where their brains are, the realities of their brain capabilities in certain areas. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I think sometimes I go on rants and it can sound like, because I say like dumb bitches and blah, blah, blah. But like, listen to what I'm saying, like in it is, you know, I'm breaking down a lot of times when I'm talking about women, I'm usually breaking down like the steps that they're taking and what a woman's brain is going to see in it versus what's actually happening. You see what I'm saying? For what actually happening, meaning what a man's going to see in it a lot of times. But yeah, man, like, I think there's some good MGTOW Red Pill guys. Like, another great one is Coach Red Pill. I think he just changed his name. I only say people's names, I'm going to say something positive about him. But Coach, his name was Coach Red Pill. I would definitely recommend watching him too, if you're trying to learn. Coach Red Pill, I think he changed his name to something like Gonzalo Lira or something like that. He has an exotic name. It's nothing like basic. It's an exotic. I think it sounds Spanish or something. I don't know. But he is a great guy to learn from. He's a great. The first video I ever watched by him was a video called it was video talking about it was two videos. I can't remember which one I watched first. One was Don't Date Women Over 25, and the other one was talking about Don't Be a Stepfather or Don't Date a Single Mother or something like that. Those two are by far, like, for me, were his best videos. And I would recommend every single man on the planet to watch those two videos. I think that those videos should be like, those two videos should be the introduction into the dating market, I think, on a worldwide level, because those two videos alone pretty much sum up the realities of the situations. But yeah, him, I think those two are great. Other guys, they really kind of, like other guys I've seen, it really kind of ends up focusing on strictly trashing women. They're not, they're never really like walking you through what they're seeing or what they're doing. It just kind of ends up this whole video of just like, just maybe clicking like some woman's video on YouTube or going through an article and just bashing like every word she says, but never actually getting anywhere. You see what I'm saying? Like they're never actually like, they're never actually creating any logic off of it from both sides' perspectives and comparing it, you know, or looking at the long-term goal of it. Like I said, Donovan Sharp, he can kind of get on that route. But like I said, when he does do it, he always incorporates some way that, you know, to educate the watchers on what women are seeing and doing. That way you go, oh, that's what she's seeing, you know, that type of thing. But like now the other guy, like the guy that I woke up and seen on YouTube. No, like that dude's just not good, man. The dude will literally sit there on camera and all he does is just literally and every video is about the same thing. It's about women over 30 who go to bars. Yeah, they're old, they're embarrassed, they got out of here. I want the hot 21-year-old. Or, you know, when women get over 30, they're hot. Or when the party's over, aka over 30, then so, you know, it's like every video is the same thing. So in my opinion, like it sounds like his group is that group of guys who's just strictly mad at women type of thing. Now, I'm not mad at women. Like I legitimately speak, hook up with, talk to, fuck bitches like now. I'm not mad at women. I learned their nature. And I get frustrated when I start speaking about their actual nature in the world. But I'm not like, see, there's two different types of MGTOW red pill guys. There's the guys who are mad at women because they either just can't get women. They're mad at women because they usually just can't get women. So they hop on guys like the guy I'm talking about, who all he does is just bashes women for, you know, 15, 20 minutes. And then bye. That's all he does. Like, yeah, we hate good women. Yeah. You see, those are the guys. See, that group of MGTOW red pill guys are the guys who women and other men talk about they're going to end up gay and having circle jerks together. Because like all they do is just strictly is just all they literally all they do is bash women with no sense of like, you know, educating the game on how you really work with a woman. Like I said, because I tell you like my history, like if I text a woman and she don't text me back, and this is just how I roll. Let's say I got a woman's contact information. Usually the way I talk to women, they end up they text me first all the time. But let's say if there's a way, like let's say I got her like. You know, whatever, her contact information. If I text her first, if she does not text me back within, I say, 10 or 15 minutes, I just block it, move on. She's dead to me. Or she hits me back like some one-word answer type of thing, done. I don't mess with it, just move that. And that's just me. Now, on the other hand, if she texts me first, I usually wait about 30, 45 minutes. And that, because that's just the reality of the situation. I can go into that later. But, that's just, but see, like those other guys, like see the scorned MGTOW red pill. See, these are like scorned guys, and there's nothing wrong with being scorned, but you got to realize that you were scorned and then know how to move on from it. And I think a lot of these guys, they're so deeply into being scorned that they're just getting their dicks hard off of being mad at women for 20 minutes. Like that's just it. Like nothing's actually coming out of this but more anger. You see what I'm saying? Because the shit that I'm telling you is shit you go out there and use in real life. Like when we're about the threesome girls, like in my experiences with threesome, I hope that video would give you more of an insight on the reality of getting into a threesome. Like I said, a lot of times we get into a threesome, it's not really about the guy's game. The guy's game, like all a guy needs for game is this, is to be nonchalant, maybe, you know, have a decent sense of humor. If you see something funny, you know, say something, you know, ridiculous or funny from time to time, you know, and just exist and not be needy and be clean, you know, take showers, Just be clean, take shower. You know, being needy is probably like the number one offender in fucking up with women. That honestly, because if you go out and talk to 10 women, it's just how the world's. Okay, I live in a big city, so I go out and talk to 10 women. I may not hear back from, you know, 5 or 6 of them. It's a big city. It's how it works, you know, and especially in this population. And some days you might just go on the street. You may talk to 30 women and not hear back from one. See, these are things that other, like those scorned MGTOW guys aren't telling you, like the reality of dealing with women. You may go out there, like I said, you may talk to the next 100 women straight and may not hear back from single one of them. It's life, man. It happens. I mean, hell, fuck. Legit female stars, they go 10 years without going on dates. And they'd be like good-looking girls for different reasons. Now, some of them, they looked legit when they were like, you know, 22. They hadn't had a date in 5 years. A man wouldn't approach them for 5 years. So, like, it happens to everybody. But you see, like, oh, yeah, so back, just a brief story about the threesome situation. Yeah, like, with that, it's not really about, like, it's not, just a brief overview. It's not, but see, guys, the pickup, see, pickup artists, man, in my opinion, pickup artists end up more betas in the end. And the reason I say this is because pickup artists still really care about what a woman is thinking and wanting. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's still telling her what she wants to hear. You see, so in the reality of it, in my opinion, a pickup artist, let's say if a woman's here, a pickup artist is still kind of like here for real. Now, betas are just like flat out down here. But a pickup artist is like, he's in the reality of it, he's about here. Now, in his mind, because like I said, because he's still, pickup artists are still kind of ranking themselves on how many women they can get or what, you know, what he get a woman to do. But the reality of it is he's still feeding into what she wants. You see what I'm saying? Whereas like, when you're like a real motherfucking red pill type of dude or something like that, you don't really care what she wants. You are up here, and if she likes it, she could come with you, or if she don't like it, she can take off. Matter of fact, the girl I was talking to last night, I remember when I was living in her village, because I lived in the village for a while, and it was where she lived, and she asked me to go out for a beer one night, and to be honest with you, I really didn't want to go, but I went anyway, and we sit down, and she goes, "I don't like what you post on Facebook." Now, see, a pickup artist slash beta dude would have been like, "Oh, well, what did you like?" And blah, 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 all this type of shit. I was like, "Well, then don't follow me then." And I told her straight to her face, like, "I don't like women's nature. I like, it fucking disgusts me." I literally told her that to her face, and she was still trying to fuck. And I didn't fuck her that night. I went home because I didn't even want to go out in the first place. But she was still trying to fuck that night. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, now, in my method, and I think this is a deeper situation where men, like, you really have to evaluate what you're going after in life. Yeah, and hopefully, I hope I'm educating men, maybe who didn't know this or maybe already knew it and just want to hear from somebody else, whatever the case may be. Like, I hope somebody's still watching this because I think this is very important information. But you have to really look at what it is you're actually going after in life, okay? Are you really seeking female validation? Are you really seeking quantity of females you're trying to get? Or are you seeking respect from women and quality of females you're trying to get? And the quality doesn't mean like, you know, perfect marriage material. It could be like a perfect fuck slut. Like, because there's different fuck sluts. Like, if I go to the brothel right now, it's filled with whores in there right now. But you got to find like your thing could be like you want that right personality of a whore. Like, it's all on you. You have to decide what is you're actually going after in a woman first. Like, are you, and you got to be honest with yourself. Like, are you really seeking validation from women? Is that the objective? Or are you seeking having quantity of women? Like, you have to think about that yourself. I think that's really what you got to decide first before you could ever go on like, "Oh, I'm MGTOW Red Pill," like these other fucking losers. Like, some of these fucking losers, like, they're not really MGTOW Red Pill. They're just mad at women. And then found that one thing that they could kind of monkey branch to kind of validate being mad at women, because the logic of women is now spelled out in these communities. Somebody just texted me in French. I'm translating in French in my head right now. Okay. Anyway, But yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, man. Like, I think before any man becomes MGTOW or Red Pill, on average, I think what you should do is really sit down and take 6 hours if it takes, man, or a week, and really think about what you're after. Like, okay, for me, like, I figured out really what I was after. I was after in life a woman who pretty much a properly submissive woman. That's it. And to be respected by a properly submissive woman. And it didn't have to mean like I make more money than her, because it can happen other ways around if you play it right. But my thing is this: I just want submissive sex out of probably about two or three consistent women. And I'm working on getting a dog in my apartment now. But I'm in a apartment flat, whatever you want to call it. This, I don't know what this is, probably like a condo. It's all, man, it's not a house. Long story short, I don't live in a house. And I'm working on getting a dog. So my personal thing in life, when I really broke down what I was after, because I think a lot of guys are just confused. They never really think it through, and then they just kind of just want to go out and get women without knowing exactly what they're actually after. My thing, when I figured it out, man, my thing was, I just want a couple good whores who are submit, a couple good submissive whores, and a dog. So I'm working on getting a dog now, because in the lease they said that I couldn't get a dog in here. But in Czech law, it's illegal to tell somebody that they can't have a dog here. And I actually looked up in their law book, is you are legally allowed to have a dog in your flat, as long as it's not like, you know, a disturbance. It's illegal to tell somebody that they can't have a dog. So I'm looking into that right now, because my landlord, he's not a bad dude, man. So I don't want to just go out and get a dog on it, and he come here and it's a dog after he said no dogs. Because I'm just that type of loyal dude, man. I'm not going to do that to him, even if he is wrong about it, okay? Because that's just how I am. But anyway, man, like, yeah. So if anybody watched this, that's my thoughts on the MGTOW shit, man. Like, okay, I will say this. If a guy who claims he's MGTOW and all this shit, if the guy is not openly speaking about his, okay, man, and this is what, you know, the coach Red Pill and Diamond Sharpe, they talk about their girls, their women. And I think Coach Rip, I think he has like kids. If they don't actually go into talking about their spouses or girlfriends they have now or something like that, if they're not openly telling you, you know, personal stories, like, I mean, and going like in depth, where it could be even like kind of embarrassing for them, saying like, you know, they did something like, you know, like Donovan Sharpe said he went in his girlfriend's house and peed all over everything. Like, if they're not telling you shit like that, or how I go into my threesome stories, how I got rejected by women, if they're not openly speaking about these topics to you, I'm going to say there's a good chance that guy's just, he's just scorned at women and probably still can't get a woman. All right. That's my honest opinion of it. That's what I see, and that's what I feel out of a lot of those other guys who I click on and watch videos of. Like, I feel like they're just really scorned, and they found an outlet to kind of validate being scorned, and they haven't moved on and grown to any other level to fucking other bitches. You see what I'm saying? Like I said, Donovan Sharpe, he talk about his girlfriend all the time. He even shows pictures of her with them together. Now, I mean, he could be lying. I don't know, but it doesn't, like, I don't really feel like he's lying. And Coach Red Pill, he got pictures of his kids, and I don't think he ever put a picture of his girlfriend or wife. I don't know if he's married or not. But like I said, see, those guys, like, but not like, like, you could, like, it's kind of like how a dog, I'm sorry, it's kind of like how a deer knows a dog isn't a deer type of thing. Like, when you move a certain way, like, you can feel it. And when they talk a certain way, you can feel it. You see what I'm saying? Like, and I can feel like those two, like, they can go out and get bitches now. You see what I'm saying? Whereas, like, a lot of those other MGTOW Red Pill dudes, like, they say, yeah, I got one waiting on me. I got a 40-year-old. Yeah, like they always say, but they never really like give you much more than that. Like, so it's like either they're lying or they're still kind of getting like bottom of the barrel bitches type of thing. Like, so it's like it's so reaction to only being able to get bottom of the barrel type bitches, they got to get on YouTube and get mad about bitches. Like, and it just, yeah, man. Like, that's just my opinion.